getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, thank you, Nick Piller and the orchestra, for launching another show for us. And here we go, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, great old-time records. Yeah, we're going to play them for the next hour, so glad you're along with. Maybe you do a little dancing, I don't know, whatever happens to work out for you. Happy New Year, depending where you're hearing the show. It's already 2020, or maybe it's the tail end of 2019. All depends where the show happens to fit into the schedule of where you are hearing the program from. But nonetheless, we're wrapping up the year and we're launching another one. And hey, that's all I know about that. Let's get things rolling. We got some records, got some bands we haven't heard from a while on the show. Let's get started with Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. This is the Frankenmuth Polka. Guisdala and the orchestra get us started this week with the Frankenmuth Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, new year, old records. That's the way it is, because when your show is based on playing old polka records, there are no new ones. Although there can be freshly discovered ones, and that happens right along here on the show. Either records I just haven't got to or records I find in a box in the attic or whatever. There's always more records to be played. How about something Slovenian style? How about the Hammer Key Polka? Here's Eddie Roddick.
We'll be right back.
right, there you go. Eddie Roddick and the orchestra there, the Hammer Key Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. For those of you that have just stumbled on us and you're thinking, what the heck is going on here? Yeah, we do this every week. We play old-time records on the show, so you don't hear any of the brand-new bands unless they went retro on us and pressed up some vinyl, which does tend to happen from time to time. But yeah, it's all records on the show every week. Glad you're with us. You never know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen, but glad you're with us. Maybe you just discovered the show and you're kicking off the new year with some great old-time music. Ha! I don't know, but let's play another one. I've got the Steel City Brass over here on turntable number 2. This is called The Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Polka.
How long did you think you could go on hurting me? And I'd be your fool and wait at home alone. You go on and have your fun like you were free. Tonight I'll have some pleasures of my own. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. Each time you walk out the door, you walk on me, and leave the door wide open for the blues. Fly away from me like you were free. You must think there are wings upon your shoes. But the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight.
All right, there you have them there, the Steel City Brass, the Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And before we go any further, we need to talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by, pay them a visit, maybe virtually this time of year. In fact, we got a big snowstorm on the way here in the next couple of days. We'll see how that pans out. But they're about, 60, 70 miles away from where we're located over there in Superior, just across the bridge from Duluth, of course. And over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They got the concert hall. They've got the accordion technicians and repair school. They've got a great gift shop, all sorts of research material. It's worth checking out. You can check it out online to kind of poke around a little bit. Doesn't cost you anything. Don't have to travel or nothing. Just go to worldofaccordions.org and take a look. Maybe if you're planning a trip up this way in this coming spring or summer, maybe you want to stop by. They always have a lot of activities. During the nice weather months, they've got jam sessions and they take part in parades and all sorts of stuff. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where all the information lurks for you on the internet. Now, I've always said that instrumental music is, it's good music, obviously, but it's interesting because you can name the song anything you want, and it doesn't matter because the song has no words. You could name it whatever. That's a big thing with, like, surf music, surf rock and roll music. If you remember, like, Dick Dale and the Deltones back in the 60s, stuff like that, The Ventures. You can name a song anything you like as long as it's not a recognizable melody. I mean, obviously, if you do Mary Had a Little Lamb, it's going to be Mary Had a Little Lamb, even if you don't sing it. But if you just make up your own instrumental, you can call it anything you want. Who's going to argue with you? So if you can't write lyrics and you want to dedicate a song to your girlfriend, you know, you just come up with a melody and you call it Susie, my dear. And the next thing you know, you're a star. So this one makes me wonder. It's the Pastels Orchestra. I don't know anything about them. They're on the Bell record label, B-E-L-L-E. The song is called the Pete Moss Polka. And I don't know if this is like dedicated to gardeners all over the world or people who are planting their plants. You wouldn't be doing it this time of year, at least not around here. But anyway, here's the Pastels Orchestra. This is the Pete Moss Polka. See, I don't know. I heard this song. I thought about Pete Moss. Didn't you? The Pete Moss Polka. Pastels Orchestra. And you heard it here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show on your favorite radio station or by a podcast or a stream or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. Glad you're with us for another exciting week. We haven't heard from Mr. Yankovic for at least a week. I don't remember if he was on the Christmas show last week or not. But it's interesting because normally the records say Frankie Yankovic. Sometimes it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, especially if it's on Columbia Records. This one happens to be on RCA, and it says it's Frank Yankovic, which seems totally wrong to me. But you know it's him when you hear the first like three notes on the accordion. It's like, yep, that's Frankie Yankovic. And you know this song. It's the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run the good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a dive or a joint. It's called a tavern room in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan it's a flush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport, and it's Boilermakers in Sweet Dunn. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Called a barroom
in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Buffalo. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland, or a cider mill in Tupelo. They serve a schooner in old Altoona, like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still a quart.
Frank Yankovic, that's what it says on the record, the Barroom Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad you're with us for another show. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. A vast number of ways to do that, what with modern technology and all. You know, you could probably put a note on a carrier pigeon's leg and send it, and we'd probably get it. But why do that when you can just call or text to this number? Write this down. 218-259-2985. You can text, you can leave a voice message, whether you have a request or a dedication, question, comment. You just want to call and go blah, 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 and hang up. I don't care. 218-218, without the voice cracking, 218-259-2985. You can email us, too, at oompahour@aol.com. And on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those ways to get in touch with us. You have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever the case might be. We're ready for you. Let's hear from the Brass Connection. Your opportunity to hear a little singing in Polish today. This is a popular little number, been done by a lot of bands. Here's the Going to a Wedding Polka.
Panowie, już się wybierajcie, a wej muzykanci wesoło zagrajcie, a wej muzykanci wesoło zagrajcie. Pamiętaj, pamiętaj, panie organista, cele ciawe bianku do kościoła przysła, cele ciawe bianku do kościoła przysła. Pamiętaj, pamiętaj, panie bakalarzu, cele ci wianeczek został na ołtarzu, cele ci wianeczek został na ołtarzu. Zielona jest racha, nawet na cmentarzu, przysięgałeś dzisiaj, w czasie ołtarzu, przysięgałeś dzisiaj, w czasie ołtarzu.
All right, there you go. That's the Brass Connection, Going to a Wedding Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, my intention was to play the Ski Waltz, which is on the other side of the record. It's an old Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra 45, and you know we always try to get at least one waltz into every show, and I thought, well, I'll play the Ski Waltz, and that will meet our self-imposed waltz requirement. And then I realized that I loved a polka is on the other side of the record, and I like that side much better, so that's the one I'm playing. ¶¶
to a dance one night, it was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She was blonde, she had blue eyes, I could plainly see. When I asked her for a dance, she smiled and danced with me.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go. Swinging the red raven polka with the sweetheart that I love so.
There you go, Lawrence Duke and his Red Raven Orchestra. I loved polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. And see, I didn't play the waltz on the other side, and my next record isn't a waltz either. I got to find one by the end of the show. It's not like I don't have any. I'm not a waltz guy, man. I'm a crummy dancer. Anyway, Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones. This is not Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. This is actually Eddie singing with the Versatones. It's an oldie but a goodie. They're all oldies, but this one's older than most of them. Here's the Poor Boy Polka.
When I was just a youngster and hardly in my teens, I went to school many a day with faded old blue jeans. The patches, they were many, my seat was all threadbare. But a poor girl didn't notice and a poor boy didn't care. A poor boy don't have no money, a poor boy don't have no dough. Give a poor boy a pretty little girl and watch that poor boy go. He'll take her and get married and raise a family. With a two-buck loan, he'll build him a home and live so happily. Jak ja był młody chłopiec, ja pieniędzy nie miał. Chodziłem ja w dziurawych butach, dziewczynę szukał. Do szkoły ja chodziłem, choć ja biednym był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Biedny chłopiec wesoły, biedny chłopiec ja był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Znajdę ja dziewczynę, co będzie mnie kochać. Ożyniem się z nią i będziemy dzieci chować. We'll be right back.
Eddie Blazoncik and his Versatones there, and the Poor Boy Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Here's another one of my favorites now. This one's got a lot of... Wait, so a time out here. I got the wrong sleeve and the wrong record. Stop the show. I can't stand it when the records get messed up. Let's get that over there. Let's get that one over there. Next thing you know, I'm putting a Polish-style record in a German sleeve. It's very confusing. All right, now where were we? Eddie Blazoncik, Versatones, Poor Boy Polka. And here's one you're all going to sing with. Now, here in Minnesota, when you see the word or the name O-L-E spelled, you say Oli, like in Oli and Lena. That's how you say it here in Minnesota. But apparently, this is not from Minnesota. Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra doing that good Oli Mountain Dew. See, we would spell it O-L with an apostrophe, good old Mountain Dew. Because it's good old, and the old is short for old. Good old Mountain Dew. But this has an E in it, so I see the record and I think it's good oldie Mountain Dew, and that ain't right. Everybody knows that, huh?
Well, down the road from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You run around the bend and you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And then that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug and you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, our cousin Mark, he sawed off and short, now he measures about 4 foot two. But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug and you fill up my truck full of good old Mountain Dew.
Still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, Warren rode by in his old Ford so high, said old Merlin was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up.
Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I can see that the handful of records which I have selected for today's show is not containing a waltz that I find suitable. In fact, the ones that I've skipped over already were like it. I'm checking it out here. Oh, there's one from Marshall Lukowski. Maybe we'll play that one, huh? But that means I can't play the You Name It Polka on the other side. Oh, man! This, you know, programming a radio show is a tough job. So I'll just play the Ample Airs doing the Hula Hoop Polka while I go looking for a waltz.
Hula hoop, hula hoop, hula hoop, hula hoop, hula hoop, hula hoop, polka. Spin your hula hoop, twirl your hula hoop, dance the hula hoop, hula hoop, polka. Oh,
you go. The Ampleaires there doing the Hula Hoop Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I went on a quest to find a waltz. I found one. So I can meet our self-imposed requirement for a waltz like we try to do in every show. I know there's dancers out there. I know you like to waltz. I know I got to find the records. I don't think we've ever played this one before. Here's Marion Lush. This is the Goodbye Chicago Waltz.
Я до Чикаго вінці не вру, це далекий свят, це поїде. Знайде дівчине варно єдине, пенже мені чава і кукава. Знайде дівчине варно єдине, пенже мені чава і кукава. Моє життя в Чикаго є марне, всістку цьому явим згубівен. Жегнам те м'ясто, жегнам те люди, що мене кохали ціле життя. Жегнам то м'ясто, жегнам те люди, що мене кохали ціле життя. Може я знайде в тим великим світі жити, що мабуть пожене. Може я шукать по цілим світом і не кохання, кохання. Може я шукать по цілим світом і не кохання, кохання.
There you go. I told you we'd get a waltz in there. Good one, Marion Lush and the orchestra there with the Goodbye Chicago Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It doesn't say who's singing along on that one, but I especially like the harmony singing on that one here on the show. Glad you're with us. I told you I had Marshall Lukowski lurking over here. This is the You Name It Polka.
You name it, we'll play.
We know a guy by the name of Joe who comes to work, he's too darn slow. We know a gal by the name of Anna, she's got a nose like a big banana. We know a gal by the name of Dee, she smokes like trash machine. We know a guy by the name of Frank, he's got a belly like a German tank. Up in the morgue, we know a gal by the name of Bert. When the boys around, she always flirts. We know a gal by the name of Liz. It's all she likes is her to fizz. We know a guy by the name of Jay. Every time you look, he's leaning on a rake. We
Marshall Lukowski there. That's the You Name It Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Hey, glad you're hanging out with us. You know, we do this show from northern Minnesota, snow and cold and yucky stuff up here all the time. We have, I don't understand, the records get in the wrong sleeves all the time. We have a beautiful sunshiny day today. I'm looking out the third floor studio window here. I see sunshine and white snow and blue skies. And then the forecast says we're going to have rain and snow and freezing drizzle for the next couple of days. Yuck! Who's in charge of that stuff anyway, huh? I'll report next week on how that all works out for us. Let's do one from Rudy and the Checkmates, shall we? This is called Patty's Polka. Rudy and the Checkmates, Patty's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Guess what? While I was playing, I found another waltz. I wasn't even looking for one, because we already played one, but I didn't realize that here in my stack, I already had Whoopi John in the orchestra to do the Goose Pimple Waltz. Genuine vintage 45, as a matter of fact, back in the early 50s. And so we're going to play it. So waltzers, you get kind of a double shot this week. So I'll give you a second to get up now, because you probably thought, well, he already played the waltz. I don't have to get up again, but you do, because here's another one. Here's Whoopi and the orchestra.
I've danced with some queens, many kinds of routines, from Oslo to old Singapore. Danced here and there, guess I've danced everywhere, but this never happened before. I get goose pimples when I waltz with you. Ooh, really I do. I get goose pimples a million or two when I waltz with you. You're so lovely, so lively, so luscious. No wonder I break out in blushes. And my goose pimples get goose pimples too when I waltz with you. Hold me tighter, my heart's lighter. You're as sweet spirits of nighter. I get goose pimples when I waltz with you. Hope you get goose pimples too.
There you go, a little Whoopi John there, the Goose Pimple Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, a vocal chorus by Paul Wiffhart and the trio. So you're on your own there. But anyway, as a bonus waltz for you in the show this week, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I apologize in advance that you're going to have this song stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
This is just another polka, just another polka, but oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka!
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
Just another polka.
Let's sing Lawrence Duco's polka.
I love to polka. Thank you.
another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
You know, no matter who sings that song, the darn thing gets stuck in my head for like the next 3 days. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Again, I know we played him way back early in the show. But, hey, you know, I just play them as I find them. You know, I pull them out and I play the darn things. All right, coming up next, I've got a record by Bernie Witkowski and his world-famous orchestra. That's what it says on the record. It also says that it's in hi-fi mono. Huh? That's exciting. And it's a very rowdy record. So stand by. Coming up in a couple of minutes here, we've got a very rowdy, rambunctious Bernie Witkowski record coming up here on the Oompa Hour.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Told you we had a wild one from Bernie Witkowski and the orchestra there. And I don't think we ever played that one before either. The Goodbye Rosam Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour as we get ready to wrap up the show. And depending on your point of view, this is our last show for 2019 or the first show of 2020. I don't know. But let's go out with Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys and Auld Lang Syne, shall we? Boys there, Auld Lang Syne, as we wrap up the 2019 batch of shows here on the Oompa Hour and kind of get things rolling into 2020. We'll keep the show going as long as you promise to keep on dancing, huh? I mean, that's what I envision you're all doing through the whole show every week. Whether or not that's happening, I don't know, but that's what I'm seeing in the theater of my mind anyway.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Services, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.